I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JRS Evening News for Wednesday, May 16. Coming up, government and Jamaica Teachers Association conclude wage negotiations, more off-grid communities to receive solar power, and technology advancement program to be expanded. The news in detail after the break.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The government and the Jamaica Teachers Association, JTA, have signed a heads of agreement signaling an end to months of wage negotiations between the two parties. The document outlining wage and salary benefits for teachers for the contract period 2017 to 2021 was signed at the Ministry of Finance on Wednesday by Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark and JTA President Georgia War Richards. Dr. Clark says the government is pleased that an agreement has been reached.
This government values our teachers and values the role that they play in our society. We have all been influenced by teachers who in our own individual lives, and I can speak for myself, have played crucial roles, and we wouldn't be where we are without our teachers.
Meanwhile, JTA President Georgia War Richards says the teachers accepted the government's offer based on the improved fringe benefits, along with the original 16% wage increase to be implemented over 4 years. Under the agreement, teachers will get a 5% salary increase in year one and a 2% increase in year two. Year three will see a 4% increase, followed by another 5% in year four. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, is to extend the government's pilot initiative to provide low-income off-grid communities with solar photovoltaic PV kits. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the announcement during his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
The solar home lantern, which is of course charged by the good old sunshine, is one of the most efficient off-grid lights. It is bright enough for reading, working, or lighting up a small space and can last for a number of years. We will see the pilot project taking into consideration 45 households, but the overall goal is to provide up to 2,000 households in these communities with renewable generated electricity.
Dr. Wheatley adds that this project will seek to develop a replicable model for promotion of sustainable energy supplies within communities that have been heavily dependent on open flame sources such as candles, kerosene lamps, or charcoal. The PCJ will initially distribute just over 5,000 solar-powered lanterns in constituencies most affected by domestic fires. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nigel Clark says the new Procurement Act holds the potential to increase government efficiency in its delivery of services. While closing the debate on the bill to amend the Public Procurement Act 2018 on Tuesday, Dr. Clark said the new regime also promises to boost economic growth, the public's trust in the government, and enhance the potential of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises to compete for larger shares of government contracts.
We all agree that public procurement is a significant avenue for stimulating economic activity and economic growth in Jamaica. And I, as Minister of Finance and the Public Service, anticipate the full support of both houses of Parliament, of public and private sector stakeholders, as we transition to this new revolutionary paradigm of conducting government business.
The bill was passed in the lower house to be read a second time, with additional amendments made since being tabled. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley has announced a planned expansion of the Technology Advancement Program, TAP. TAP provides training for 1,000 unattached youth aged 18 to 35 in information communications technology, digitization, and data collection. Phase 1 of the program was launched in February with a full complement of 1,000 young persons. Dr. Wheatley says the expansion of the TAP will empower even more young people to contribute to the growth and development of Jamaica.
The program was oversubscribed, so much so, Mr. Speaker, that we will be looking to double the cohort when this current cycle ends at the end of this year. In fact, Mr. Speaker, we'll have to change the name of the program from Top 1,000 to Top 2,000.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.